Okay, I'd like to introduce to you the members of the band at this time. Over there on the fiddle is John Burke. Let's give him a nice hand. I want you folks to know that John Burke over there plays his fiddle in the true spirit, mind you, of Christian charity.
What do you mean by that?
His right hand knoweth not what his left hand is doing. I guess you understand that. Now, standing right next to him, we have a very lovely clawhammer-style banjo player and a fine singer, too. Let's give her a nice hand. That's Ellen Bush on the banjo.
Hello.
And the person that's doing all the talking, playing the guitar, doing a little singing, Jeff Thorne.
Yay!
Okay, now we're going to have a fiddle tune. We're going to get John cranked up here and play something.
We're going to switch instruments here for a minute, and we're going to do a tune that is a hybrid. This tune is real old. It's called Sally Ann, and probably when it originated, it was played with a lot of minor notes in it. At least that's my opinion. But when it was played over in the United States in the 1700s, 1800s, the minor notes sort of went away and became a very major-sounding tune. And we've been living up in Seattle for about 4 years now, and there's a guy up lives right near us named Benny Thomason, and he's probably the best country fiddler in the last generation. And he happens to come from a family that came over from Ireland about 3 generations ago. And one of the things that he's done with his music is to put back a lot of Irish intonation into a lot of the tunes he plays. And this is one of them. And we didn't really learn this from Benny, but we sort of got the idea of putting the minor notes back in from him. It's called Sally Ann. Going to get Jeff over there to play the banjo for you a little bit.
Okay. I play the banjo here in that famous style, the shrug style.
Did you say scrug style?
No, I said shrug style.
What?
That's when people ask me how I play, I just go. Somebody's got a leaky tire out there, I think.
I hope that's all it is.